This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt. And our next live band in the studio, I think it's been, gosh, almost very, very close to being exactly a year since they were here as their kind of coming out party, their debut here on the show. And we are so happy to have them back in the studio. It's been an exciting year for Cricket Bows, and we'll tell you all about that and how you can go see them this weekend at the Oregon Express. But first, I think we're going to hear some live music.
I was free. right, next one.
Cricket Pose live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We're going to take just a quick break and we'll be back to chat with them and hear some more live music here on WYSO.
Hi, I'm Radio Basim, the host of a brand new show on 91.3 called Behind the Groove. Where else but YSO can you get 2 hours of the funkiest, hippest, booty-shaking music on the planet? Friday nights at 10. After Around the Fringe, get Behind the Groove on 91.3 WYSO. It's just fun with a K on the end.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt in the studio with the members of Cricket Pose. Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
I was so in unison. I love it. So it's been, as I said, just about a year since last you were here and you were getting ready to sort of make your stage debut right about the time you got here. Tell me, what's the first year of playing out live been like?
It's been a nightmare, Juliet. We're ready to quit.
And it's terrible. It's absolutely awful.
It's over. No, it's been fabulous. It's been great. We've gotten to play a lot of great shows, and we've played some empty rooms, but for the most part, full rooms, and everybody's been real happy, and it's been a good thing.
Excellent. Now, I know that we had talked originally about how the band sort of came out of some solo stuff that you were doing, Chad. Since we're a year in now, has your writing process changed or evolved now that you've got, you know, the whole group and you've been playing together for so long? How's that changed?
Well, they have to stop me from doing the solo songs now. They have to wrestle the recorder from my hands. No, it's been great. It's really turned into a full band. I mean, it's that was my intention from the beginning, but, you know, there was always that thought that it might just be some folks that were going to learn my songs and we'd play them out and then we'd go our own way. But everybody's brought such a great attitude and creativity to the table that we get in the basement and sometimes we can't rehearse the songs we've already written because we're too busy just playing forever. So it's been really good. It's been great.
Yep.
Yeah.
For the rest of you, do you feel like, how do you feel like you've sort of changed or evolved coming into this project as musicians?
I guess I'll just start. Myself, it's kind of how I envisioned it when I was going in, that there were so many different parts and it was kind of taking different spaces that, as a fellow Dayton drum dork myself, I love to have all these options where there's not a lot of boundaries and you kind of play off of one another. And we've got a lot of that here. And, of course, with having played with Chris for years and other projects, he and I have that same kind of simpatico, so we seem to always know what each other's doing. So that's taken care of, and I just play off the other musicians, and I completely ignore Chris.
I pretty much ignore Chris all the time as well. So
yeah. I would never ignore Chris.
He's just saying that.
I am.
And Erica, what about you as a vocalist? How do you feel you've evolved as a singer and a performer over this past year?
I've evolved immensely. At first, I felt very shy and actually stepping out of my comfort zone as far as being on stage and, you know, being more into the theatrics of performing and being one with the music, you know, and that in itself has been a huge evolution for me in process still. So, but again, like Jim and Chad and Chris all agreed that we all get together and there is a fluidity to us that we're on the same creative, you know, plateau, I guess, where we feed off of each other and get creative vibes and just can go. And that's pretty magical.
Some of our best moments are just literally 15-minute jams in the basement.
Yeah, we don't know where we're going, but it is something. It's wonderful.
And I've heard from a lot of audience members I always see online after your shows, people talking about that vibe, that sort of mood and feel that your sets create. There's definitely a presence to the music. Do you guys feel like you have to kind of structure your songs in a way to lend to that, or does it just kind of come naturally when you're playing in the basement and you're working on things?
I think it really comes completely naturally. I mean, I have some intention, I guess, toward trying to create a vibe and a culture around the band. My favorite bands have so much more to offer than just their songs. Like, the songs are immensely important, but I like bands that have their whole thing together, whether it's a Roots thing or it's Kiss or the Misfits or something like that. There's a whole thing about it. So there's some of that probably that is built into it. But, you know, we really, the stuff that I did solo prior to getting together with these guys was just me pouring my soul out on tape. And I have been able to walk into the rehearsal room with these guys and gal, and really, they're doing it too. You know what I mean? There's nobody that's kind of got a wall up or anything like that. Everybody's really open to explore and do their thing. And it just we create like a beautiful warm bed of music to lay in or whatever. I don't know. It's just, it really, like, legitimately just comes out that way. And the crowds have been and have lent themselves to that. Like, I was worried that my crossover with the Jackalopes, that the crowds would be confused by each other, or that we would have too much of the rowdy element from the Jackalopes crowd coming to the Cricket Bowl shows. But everybody really does get, you know, nobody's hung up on just one particular kind of music anymore. So the crowds have been super supportive, and they feed it right back to us. So it's been fantastic.
And there is like that similarity that you wouldn't think, because the Jackalopes also invoke a mood and a mindset and an ethos, a very different one from Cricket Bows, but there's definitely kind of that full commitment to the vision of what you're trying to do musically.
Yeah, I've never been one for sort of just saying I'm going to write a country song today. Like, if a country song comes out of me, it's because a country song was living inside of me and it needed out. Yeah, it's been that with the Jackalopes. The Jackalopes, there was some sort of pretense as far as, like, we're going to be very specifically this kind of a punk band. But even that, we couldn't hold on to that. The Jackalopes have weird psychedelic breaks and all kinds of weird stuff going on in the music, too. And it's just, it's because we're all open to exploring and doing our thing. And, yeah.
Does it take a certain level of trust among musicians to be able to be that open to musical experimentation and not having that wall up that you were talking about?
I guess it can, but that doesn't really come into effect with any of us, I think.
Yeah, I think, when you work with level musicians that are currently in this room, it's the trust is sort of given. You know, they're going to be there and... You know they can take care of you. They know you know where all the changes are going to be even before you know sometimes.
Well, I was going to say, too, if we were, say, 15 years ago, all in our personal selves 15 years ago, things might be a lot different, but we've all grown up around each other or seen each other do different projects. And, you know, as I said, you know, what was it, you know, 6-7 months ago or however long it was when we were back, I knew when Chad introduced this concept to me that I wanted to be involved, and I knew that whoever he was going to get in the room was going to be someone I wanted to play off with. And I've like I said earlier, I've known Chris for years, but I hadn't met Erica. I didn't know Mike, and I'm glad that I've had the chance to play with them. And the whole project has grown individually and collectively.
What is sort of the next phase, year two, whatever you want to call it, of Cricket Bows looking like? What do you guys have on the slate for this year? Is it going to be recording and more writing or focusing on the live show or a little bit of both?
We kind of try and let everything grow organically, but obviously there are some things that we can't do that with. We are recording, I think, next month, and actually in a couple weeks. We're mm-hmm. recording in Cincinnati with Brian Olive, who was in the Greenhorns and Soul Dad Brothers, and he just won a Grammy for producing Dr. John's latest record. So he has, I don't want to use the word blessed because I don't use that word often, but he's gifted us with the experience of coming and recording with him in his awesome studio in Cincinnati. The key is that the first three things that we released were things that I released. So there's not really any band to it. So we keep leading with a misleading piece of music. You know, we play something play something off of the recording for somebody, and it's not exactly what they're going to get live at all. So what Brian's going to attempt to do for us is to really capture the live band, who we are. Some of the songs that are on the first three albums might be on the new thing, and then a couple new things too, just to really get a snapshot of who we are as a unit. And from this point and a little prior going forward, it really is a unit. It's not about, you know, Chad's vision or anything like that anymore. It's all of our things. So, I want to see, one of the things that we're going to try and do too is, I want to get out of town a little bit, but we also want to try to do shows in less typical venues. Like, we love playing all of the great bars and venues around our area, but there's something magical about doing it in a less obvious place. So we're playing the Boonshoff Planetarium coming up soon, and we've got some other lines on some really cool non-traditional venues that we're going to try and start doing stuff in. So really, it's just about letting it grow. We're definitely recording soon. We're always writing new stuff, and we're just going to kind of ride it and see where it takes us.
I like it. I like it. And I know you've got that planetarium gig coming up. That's going to be sweet. In the meantime, though, this Saturday night you're at Oregon Express with Andy Gabbard from Buffalo Killers, his solo set. And who else is going to be joining you on that bill?
Andy Gabbard's band. It's a solo band. It's a full. It's not just Andy and a guitar. Like, it's a full live rock experience. And then North Star Society is Rich Reuter and Eric Reith, who plays with everybody. And it's more of an acoustic kind of drum and acoustic guitar kind of project. That's it. That's March 29th at the OE.
Very nice. That's this Saturday night. Check out Cricket Bows at the Oregon Express right there in the Oregon District. And if people want to keep tabs on upcoming releases and where you're going to be and all that stuff, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
You know, Facebook tends to be the go-to place for everybody. We've got a website. It's cricketbows.com. Or look us up on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're I've tried to put the band everywhere you might possibly go. If you look for us on MTV Artists, we are an MTV artist. We have a page up there. You can watch videos and download stuff. We're on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, and all of the above. So just look for Cricket Bows, and you'll either find us or the actual game of cricket.
It's one or the other.
Yeah.
Well, can we hear some more live music, guys?
Yes, please.
Absolutely.
Sure. All righty. We're going to take a quick break, let these guys get back to their instruments, and we will be back with more live music from Cricket Bows. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Stay tuned.
When one world's not enough, it's time to go around the fringe. It's Rev Cool, and I'm calling all you hip-shaking sisters and finger-popping daddies to join me for Around the Fringe, your Friday night dance party of the airwaves, right here on WYSO 91.3 FM and WYSO.org.
Around the Fringe, 8 to 10, Fridays on 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, online at wyso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. Our guests are Cricket Bows. They're playing Saturday night at the Oregon Express. They are joined by Andy Gabbard's band and North Star Society. But we can get a little sneak peek right now. They're live in the WYSO studios.
Eight or nine on
This one goes out to the Monkees fans that I met over the weekend. This one's called Porpoise Song.
Cricket Bows live in the WYSO studios. Check them out Saturday night at the Oregon Express. They're going to be playing with Andy Gafford and North Star Society. And keep tabs on what they're doing. They are all over the internet. Search for Cricket Bows. You'll get the band, or you might get the sport, but probably the band. We've got links up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Guys, thank you so much for being here. It's
Thanks
always a pleasure. Check out Cricket Bows Saturday night at Oregon Express. They're going to be playing with this guy. Here's one from Andy Gabbard's Homemade album.